Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Do you ever notice that some of the great movies, a lot of the great movies, point us back to the fact that we have everything we need within ourselves? All you need is within you now. I hearken to things Tony Robbins said in early trainings because they've impacted me. If you knew that all you need is within you now, could you stop always looking for the next thing that's going to transform your life and look within yourself? When you look at the movie The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. What's she talking about? What's she really talking about? And each character in that movie, they already have what they were looking for. They just needed to choose it. What do you already have waiting inside you that you get to choose? As you followed your triggers for the last four sessions, when you get down into that real pain point where things happened and you made decisions about who you were and what your life was going to be like from then on, you left part of what's in you down there. You left part of what the scarecrow is searching for and what the lion is searching for and what Dorothy is searching for in the Tin Man. And you notice once those four characters, they were like awarded what they wanted, they all of a sudden became it. That's how easy it can be. Our being is, sometimes it's a labyrinth. It's layers and layers of experiences and responses to experiences. And we are always doing our best. But sometimes we close something off because it hurt. And then that characteristic that we were born with, that we came here with and traveled through time with, we turned it off. We turned the button off on that characteristic. And now we're walking around without access to it. So that's the journey in The Wizard of Oz. That's the journey in Alice in Wonderland. That's the journey in a lot of these fantastic voyage stories. It's the search for self. And it's in there. It's attainable. No one has to gift it to you. You haven't been born missing it. You've developed stories around it, why it's not showing up anymore. It's your victim story. We get to turn our victim stories into stories of heroism, courage, accomplishment, creation. They get to become our creation stories. We get to do that. You can't be a victim and stand in responsibility at the same time. So it's so beautiful to step out of that. If you look at each of these four characters in The Wizard of Oz, they step up out of their victimhood. They've been standing as a lesser version of themselves, thinking that they just were born missing something. And then they realize when you choose it, you can have it back. But it's a process. They traveled through a variety of experiences to learn they always had what they thought they were missing. Oh, such a beautiful life. And it's courageous work. That's why it's painful. And often we've been hiding ourselves from that pain for a long time. So why would we want to go there? That's where coaches come along. That's where therapists come along. That's where friends come along and we partner. And then we step up back into the greatness we never lost, but we just stopped allowing to be on. Have a beautiful day. I'd love to hear your feedback. Click on reply today in an email and tell me what you're experiencing. I love you.